tax the rich, feed the poor, tell there are no rich no more. I love to change the world, don't know what to do. Well, we got a little bit better idea than he did so many decades ago, and that's kind of the things we talk about here in our couple hours together on this Sunday night slot. The house that John built and the room that Ralph built, and that's where we are here this evening, and happy that you're along with us on this 3rd of July, the day before the big day. And of course, we're over at RBN. Roger Sales is your host, and this is the RBN edition of my show, The Radio Ranch, and mighty glad to be here with you good folks, and hopefully we'll have us a good 2 hours here together. I'm going to take some calls as we go through, which I love to do over here on the 2 hours I get with you. It's a vast audience, built up over many years, many decades, really, and tickled to death to have the caliber of people I know that are out there on the receiving end of these words and this signal. So let's see, it's the 3rd, I told you that. This is, of course, the day before the big day. A special month for me, July. For one thing, tomorrow we will at least, I don't know how much time we'll spend on it, we'll commemorate the fact that tomorrow is the, I don't remember if it's the 8th or the 9th year, commemorating the passing of mine and my dear friend Glenn Ambort's law teacher, dear friend and law teacher John W. Benson. And we miss him, and his work carries on, and I'm the proud bearer of that responsibility and duty, and I'm mighty happy and proud to do it, I'll tell you. So anyway, that's tomorrow, and then my real birthday is this month, later in the month, and we have a very strange situation in the Sales family. There won't be any more that'll go on, but for the last 3 generations here, my grandfather, my father, and I were all born in the same week. So that's pretty unusual. And then not only is that significant, but heaped in the middle of that on the 16th is my Patriot birthday, the first night I ever saw anything to do with the tax movement that changed my life, literally. Powerful, powerful message and information here. And I can look back on that and give you the exact date. It was July 16th of 1992. My life's been altered ever since then, and I consider John W. Benson to be my second father. My first father gave me physical life, and John Benson gave me a life I could have never even dreamed of. By simply imparting this information on the right person, and I know that it falls on a lot of other ears out there that are the quote-unquote right persons, and we continue to grow, and we're making some headway. So it's very gratifying. A couple things I wanted to go over, but let me go ahead and give the phone number here, because if y'all want to, I'm going to yak for a minute here, but if you want to call in, you got questions, observations, comments, whatever, we'd love to meet you, speak with you if we've met you before, and we'll go on that. The number, if you don't know it by now, is 512. I'll give it twice so you can get a pencil and paper, or get your little handy fingers on your handy little keyboard. Area code 512. And the prefix is 248, 248, and then the suffix is 8252. So that's 512-248-8252. I try and say those things slowly because I've been in the situation before when people are giving out information on the radio and you want it, and they give it so fast and they don't repeat it that you can't get it, and they're, you know, you get aggravated. So I try not to do that. Anyway, let's see. What do we have? A little housekeeping, I guess. Last week, we talked about the recent startling, in a way, decisions of the Supreme Court, 3 in 1 week that all fell in our favor. And I'm still kind of shocked from that. I don't ever remember that happening since I've been attuned to all this stuff. So that was good. And then, lo and behold, if that wasn't enough, after they closed the session, they released another case on Tuesday. And they released cases, the Supreme Court does, evidently, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, is what Robert Barnes, I caught off listening to one of his interviews. And on Tuesday of this week, this past week, I guess, technically, They issued another ruling, and it had to do with administrative agencies. It's very important. It had two very important prongs to it. Okay, now the background on this is, you know, the administrative state's what runs the world. And that's the Rothschilds' way of having unelected bureaucrats make man-made laws to make and enforce them for the serfs, you, or if you hadn't filed an affidavit, you. And so that's a very important thing, and they've been growing in numbers and growing in power, okay? And that's really the deep state, is the administrative state, and the fact that most of the executives come out of a thing called the SES, the Senior Executive Service, which is connected with the Queen, Queenie Baby over there. And so they've always got a cadre of people to stick in these constantly getting vacated slots at the head of these important agencies. And when they get in there, they're very unionized, and they're almost impossible to fire. You can fire them on rare examples, but it's almost impossible to fire one of these bureaucrats. By the way, I was mentioning this morning on the show I do earlier. Bureaucrat, the word, comes from the French Revolution. And after the French Revolution, when they installed an administrative state, again, this is the first real time the Rothschilds put the blueprint to work. And the way they could tell the bureaucrats was they had burlap on their desk as a desk covering. And burlap in French is bureau. And that's where the word bureaucrat came from. Okay, and these are the little goonies that make their little man-made laws and then send their SWAT teams out to whoop them on you. So anyway, that was very important, and their power grows, their numbers grow. There's over 500 of them up there in D.C. now, I heard recently. Over 500 of them. God almighty, they pop up like mushrooms in a cow pasture after good rain down south, okay? And so curtailing their power and this encroachment that they have on people's lives that are still in the system is a real important thing. Now, the background of what I'm going to talk about on this one from this week was one out of the Fifth Circuit, which is the appellate level out of New Orleans. About 6 weeks ago, maybe, I saw the headline, and they said all the agency people in D.C. were real shook up over it. And now that's an appellate level case, okay, not a Supreme, but it's got a lot of power, and it applies anywhere as precedent in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi. Okay, that's the area the Fifth Circuit serves there. And so they came back and they took away a bunch of power. They chided one of the agencies. I don't remember the circumstances. I kind of briefly glanced over it because anything that scares them, I'm interested in, you know, and we should be all, really. But regardless, that one came down, and now this past week, this one came down. And this one was even more serious. It deals with the EPA, and they slapped the EPA for putting all these emission standards and stifling industry with all their crappy standards, you know, designed to bring us down. And on the second prong of that, I didn't hear this until a day or so after it, and I heard somebody talking about it. And the second part of it was they chided them for demonizing the term carbon dioxide. Now, carbon monoxide is deadly, but not carbon dioxide. The planet thrives on it. And so they went in and slapped their hands real hard for demonizing that in such a negative context, because they're trying to get all, of course, us carbon life forms out of here. So anyway, that's a very important Supreme Court decision right here at the end of the session. And between that and the one out of New Orleans earlier, it's and the other three we had last week, wide-ranging effects on all of them. New York, the slapping down the bureaucrats used to trying to stifle people from obtaining concealed carry permits, and that reverberated all over the country to every one of these damn blue states is trying to do that crap. They have to abide by that decision. And so that was good news. Of course, R.V. Wade, fantastic news, and the other one, the earlier one, the one that came out first of last week, was up in Maine. And I did find out a little bit more of it. They were handing out state money to schools, and the Maine said, no, you're a religious school. You're not going to get any. And they took them to court, and they won that one. So, you know, four real good licks for us here out of the Supremes. And no matter what you think of him, okay, you can directly thank Donald J. Trump for those. Because it was him putting those people on the court when he had that several opportunity. They're swinging these decisions, okay? So, in fact, the R.V. Wade one, there was two decisions. One was 6-3. It was a side rail, sidebar decision. The main one was 5-4, okay? So thank you, Mr. Trump, and we'll see if he announces that he's going to run for president again tomorrow, if as is rumored he might do. So we'll see about that. The one thing I was going to go into tonight, I guess we got a little bit of time here, was, you know, this is a tax program. I mean, this is the house that taxes. This is the house that IRS built. Thank you, Ralph. I wonder how many people really do know and understand taxes and the full gamut of what we're dealing with, or do you just identify with IRS, or are you one of those people that thinks that your income tax goes and paves the roads and feeds the kids at school and all that other stuff? Because if you do, you're wrong, okay? And so I thought maybe we'd take a little bit of pause tonight and go back over taxes, some of the things I've learned after studying this stuff for many years. And to accurately go back, you got to go way back, way back, way back to around Egypt. And that's the first recorded tax collectors. And where I get this information, and some of it, a book I'm going to plug. People are always asking me, Roger, what books can I read? Well, this is a good one right here. It deals with taxation, and it makes it kind of a little bit more interesting, because normally it's can be a very complex, boring, and over people's head subject. And believe me, I understand that. Okay, so do you that out there that's hearing this that have messed with it, yeah, especially trying to get something out of the Internal Revenue Code. But the definitive book on that was a book I saw. I saw the author interviewed. You know, I think back on how divinely inspired this whole path has been, and the different events that have happened in several of our lives that just go to show there's no other way than this is a divinely inspired project. And this is another one, really. I was sitting there at home years ago, and when I first got into this, and I wasn't in the habit of sitting there and watching C-SPAN on cable. And one day I'm flipping through the TV, and I land on C-SPAN. I never watched C-SPAN, hardly ever, but it was that program Book Notes, okay, where they get the authors on and review books. And they had this guy on reviewing this book, and I was just kind of shocked. I went and ordered a case of them and sold them all through our Patriot group there in Atlanta, because it was such a fantastic book, and I'm going to really plug it heavily if you want to learn and understand the whole history and the background of taxation. And that is, the author's name is Charles Adams, and this particular book is The Effect of Taxation on the Rise and Fall of Civilizations. The Effect of Taxation on the Rise and Fall of Civilizations. Now, Mr. Adams was a CPA in America, and he got PO'd with this stuff 30 years ago and bolted to Canada. I'm not, if he's still alive and still up there, I'm not sure he didn't jump into the fire from the pot. But regardless, excuse me, that was when he wrote this book, and he traces all the way back to Egypt, and goes through every major civilization and what taxation methods were used and how it affected the downfall of the civilization. It's quite a fascinating book, because it combines these two really important subjects, history and taxation. Okay, and what we're going through now is what started in Egypt, and they're called tax farmers. Okay, so what they're doing, of course, the king or the pharaoh or whoever else, he doesn't want to get his hands all dirty and get that real ugly reputation of the people thinking that he's stealing their money. So he gets these other people and he gives them a commission and he sicks them on them. And then he gets some set amount or some set percentage. Okay, and that goes all the way back to Egypt. And where it really, really became, as it affects us now, was in England in the, you know, Middle Ages there. And after, you know, they kicked the Jews out of England for a long time, a couple hundred years. And then it was Cromwell, which brought them back into England. He was a big Christian. He brought the Jews back in. Okay. And I don't remember all the circumstances, but he's the one that did it. And so after they came back into England, they'd been driven out. And some of them, that's the reason we got such problems with Ireland these days, is when the Jews were driven out of England, guess where a lot of them went? Ireland, okay? And they've been up there in Ireland for hundreds of years. There's one of those big fighters in that big war they've always had over there in Ireland. He's got a statue over in Tel Aviv because he was so instrumental in helping get arms in the arm trade to get Israel off the ground back then when they were killing all the Arabs. Okay, so they've been involved with them for a long time, and the direct result of getting driven out of England. Well, when they came back into England, the king saw an opportunity, and it was those kings. Of course, they're always waging war and got financial problems, and so they're always wanting to go tax their subjects. And so, again, rather than them get, you know, all the disgrace and the backlash, he said, well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to make the Jews property. You see, because it was a Christian culture and usury is outlawed, they'd bring the Jews in and let the Jews do the usury. And then the king would take a cut of that. In fact, they were called the king's sponges. That's what they referred to. But then they'd send them out, and he put them in charge as tax farmers of collecting the king's taxes. And this is where some of these things we've talked about in the past all kind of funnel together. Remember the term star chamber? Like Shetar chamber. This was where they would bring the tax delinquents into that room with those torture mechanisms there. And there was a big chest over in the corner of the room, and they'd open it up and they'd bring out the Jewish Shetar, and they would go to collect their taxes and turn the screws. Okay. And so they have, through the effectiveness of that, flipped the tables on it, and now they got a deal where they own us. And then they're tax farming it out to the IRS, so they come in and do all that stuff. So there's just a little background on the stuff that most people, I've got to think, probably don't know. I'm going to get close to a break here. I'm going to get into this a little bit, though, Sam, even if we get interrupted, because it's pretty important. There's two types. Oh yeah, I did see him come in, but who is it? Bring him on. Who is? All right, Andy in Texas. Hey, Andy, how you doing?
Hey, Chief. No, it's great to listen to a fresh voice on the network. But hey, I just want to say something. You know, I'm really getting tired of hearing people talk really good about Donald Trump, because if you look at the things he did negative, as opposed to what Andy, he supposedly did good,
Andy. All I said was he appointed a couple of Supreme Court justices that were the deciding votes in these important cases.
No. I'm not stroking you, Chief.
I'm not stroking.
No, I know. I'm not dogging you for stroking him. I'm not doing that. I'm just saying I'm tired of hearing people talk about it. I'm not saying you one of them, but you did struck a chord with me, because you did say something good about this guy, and there's nothing good about this guy. He is part of the problem. He was a sediment between us and Obama.
Okay. Andy, I don't want to make that. I don't want to make the program about Trump or that. I got other things to cover here, if you don't mind. Okay. So if that's the direction you want to go in, then I'm going to cut you off. But if you got something to add to what we do, I'd like to hear it, and so would the audience.
Okay. Yeah. No. I would like. I guess the Kelso got under my skin. Anyway. No. In all honesty, I think the most important thing going on in the world right now is a food shortage coming up. What do you got to say about that?
No, I agree with you. Well, it's not going on in the world. It's mainly going on in the U.S. and Europe, but in some parts of the world, Africa, too. Not down here where I am. Nobody will ever starve in Ecuador.
Well, I like the idea that you're in Ecuador, but in the United States, they've blown up, you know, well over 90 different facilities that have something to do, if not really direct, direct food processing and whatnot. So, and people are just sitting back. And, we're seeing some little price changes on our shelves and stuff, and we're seeing some empty spots on the shelves. I mean, I went shopping yesterday, for crying out loud. It cost me 98 cents to buy an orange. You used to get like 3 pounds for a dollar. Right. Now you can buy one orange. So, well, I don't think people are looking in the future here.
They're not ready for what's coming, I'm going to tell you. These guys are going to pull out all the stops right here. It's going to be deep, and it's going to last a long time.
Well, let's look past what's actually going to happen.
Well, we're going to get interrupted here, Andy. I hate to tell you, buddy, but we got to pay some bills, so I'll see you. Ciao.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
All right, Sam, gonna bring us back. Rescue us here. We'll get back into the meat of the show. I was going to get into information that's very useful for everybody because it'll help you understand how all these taxes are and what they are. First of all, I'd forgotten to neglect. I neglected to tell you where you can tap into Charles Adams over at lewrockwell.com, L-E-W, lewrockwell.com, kind of the libertarian central website, Austrian economics, all that kind of stuff. And he's got actually an interview, I think. He did a radio interview about an hour long on that book. So if you wanted to see some of his articles or contact and reach out and any of that stuff, that's where you go, lewrockwell.com. Charles Adams is the guy's name. Want to be sure and give him the credit. Dude, that's a really powerful book, okay? So in the general area of taxation, there's two types of taxes. And I remember years ago when I was watching Hannity and Combs, Sean first got up there to New York, and he had that liberal guy, Alan Combs, on there, and they'd get back and forth. And they had a tax person on there, Katz or somebody, flat tax or something one night. And there as they, you know, the person is leaving, they're signing off, and Combs like takes a shot at him. Well, I hope you enjoy the road you're riding on all the income tax you don't want to pay. Well, you know what a stupid statement, all right? I mean, that shows you that he knows nothing about taxes, okay? Because no income tax paves no road, all right? There's two different types of taxation, direct and indirect. And direct taxation is called capitation hit, because it's taxes on your body, okay? And the other indirect is called excise taxes. All right. And those are taxes that everybody pays. There's two requirements, and that is that excise taxes have to be uniform. have to be uniform, mandatory, and capitation taxes have to be apportioned. What does that mean? What's that fancy word mean? Well, this is where the founders put the checks and balances in the Constitution. Okay, and they did it back in those days. All the states were considered territory, were considered countries. Okay, but they all had representatives, and so the direct taxation was on everybody's head. That's one of the reasons that the census was formed, was to find out how many people were out there and to find out how many people were in which state. So if they had a direct capitation tax that needed to be levied, the people in Rhode Island, just a few of them, weren't anywhere near as many as the people in Pennsylvania, but everybody had to pay the same amount. Okay, they have to be apportioned, all right? And the reason for that is a check and balance. And you can imagine if we're going along and they levy a capitation tax out of Congress there, and it's $5, you know, to pay for whatever. Okay, $5 isn't bad. And the next year it comes around and it's $5,000. And everybody in the country is going to turn around and say, what the hell are they doing up there? Okay, so that was one of the checks and balances, and that's how it works, all right? The excise taxes are uniform, which means that you'll pay the same percentage of gas tax. Kind of a funny example these days. You'll pay the same amount of excise tax percentage-wise on a gallon that you get right outside of one of the refineries down there in South Texas as you do up in the middle of the country where they had to truck that thing in hundreds of miles to get it to the gas station where you're purchasing it. The excise tax, the tax on the gallon of gas, will be an excise tax. It's going to be equal in both places percentage-wise. And so those are the two great areas of taxation. And the income tax, as we've come to understand, and if you want to go back, you can go back and verify this for yourself, and I'd encourage you to do it if you got any skepticism here about what we do. You know, I tell you, all I do is put facts forward, okay? And this is a fact. You can go check it out. A guy named Peter Grace, he was a friend of, I believe, Ronald Reagan's, and President Reagan appointed him. I wonder if Andy liked Reagan either. Ronald Reagan appointed him to head a commission to see about downsizing the federal government. And it was called the Grace Commission. It was named after him. And you can go look it up on the internet. You can read the words yourself. Not one nickel of your income tax goes to the day-to-day running of the federal government. Oh, there's trillions of dollars they're collecting. Where does it go? I wonder where. Anyway, that's the background of this whole scheme. And again, what they've done is they've just collateralized your future labor. They're playing the futures markets here and settling the foundation of their entire scheme on them being able to collateralize your future labor and extract it with a taxing mechanism. That is the pivotal nexus, what do they call it, a cotter pin. That's the cotter pin, if you will, that holds the whole damn system together. You take that cotter pin off and the propeller's going to spin off into the water, off the drive shaft. Okay, or the propeller of the engine is going to fly off and the plane's going to crash. This is the cotter pin. That's why all this information is so important. Now, if you're new to this and you haven't gotten it discerned yet in your mind, understand what we're dealing with here in your freedom from this system. That's what it is. It's pulling the cotter pin. And every time one of you sends in some type of paperwork, we pull another cotter pin on these sorry pieces of slave and garbage, okay? Because that's what they are. They know it. They know what they are. If they didn't know what they were, they wouldn't go to the lengths they go to hide it, would they? No. Okay. They're just slime. They're lower than pond scum. They're history scoundrels, liars, thieves, mass murderers, slavers, blood drinkers, child abusers, pedophile, and every other adjective you want to stick on them. They've earned every one of them. Y'all give us a call. We'll have some yakking on the other side. See you in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
All Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tell me, where is sanity? Well, we got some sanity right here for you, and glad you're along for the ride. Roger Sales back with you here at the RBN Network Sunday Night Radio Ranch Edition. Sam, did I see a phone call come in there while we were in that spot break? Sam? Hello, Sam? Oh, no, not Dave in the Thumb. Come on. All right. Bring him on forward here. Let's talk to him. Dave in the Thumb, how in the world are you doing, my friend?
Well, you know what, Roger? I am doing better than most and not as good as others.
Yeah, well, that's about probably most of us are, Dave. I'm doing real good today. I think summer has finally arrived in Ecuador here the last couple of days. We got a pretty good indication that the season from the rainy season has turned to our summer, which it should have done a month ago and hadn't, 2 years in a row now, actually. And I find out from some Canadians that are neighbors of mine that live here that it is La Nina. The culprit is La Nina and possibly... Yeah. The front end of a global solar minimum when things like clouds around the equator and stuff are supposed to increase, but we'll see. Anyway, it looks like we've turned a corner and it's nice. So to answer your question in a real long way around the horn there. Here's something else that has a good bearing on Ecuador. The protests are over and they got a 90-day ceasefire going on with all that. So that's fantastic too.
Well, good. Hopefully you don't ruin any more pants.
Yeah, man. I mean, it was funky. I don't know if I talked about it on the show, but I got my one interaction with them was up here close to me, and they were barricading this major intersection with tires and started them on fire. And the after effects were that black rubber soot, and people are, it's all over the streets, and now they're tracking it everywhere, into stores, everything else, that black suety crap. Now, a friend of mine saw a battle here in our little town between about 100 of the hooligans and about 20 cops that he was telling me went on for about 40 minutes, throwing bricks and bottles and all kinds of stuff. And finally, the cops got the tear gas out there and dispersed them. But that's about the closest that it came to us, I think.
Well, you know that motto, no shoes, no soot, no service.
No service. It was so ugly to see. Because, see, everybody uses tile down here. And, man, that stuff on these tile floors is ugly. Okay. I still see the remnants of it 2 weeks later a little bit. But, anyway, that's just kind of local color for us here. And, you know, it's a mighty nice place to live, really, all in all. And nice group of expats down here, too. So.
Good. Good. Well, I just wanted to wish you a happy July the 3rd.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. And
big month. Big month, you know, for me, July, Dave. Also, the one thing I forgot to mention earlier, I started my radio program on the last day of July, 11 years ago, so something like that.
Wow.
Solo, you know, solo.
Yeah, my mother was born in July on the 25th.
Okay.
My best friend's birthday is the 25th of July, and his third grandson was born on the 25th of July. He'll be 3 years old for him coming up this month.
That'd be right at the start of winter. There's a lot of activity there at the start of winter, evidently.
Yeah, right. Yes, sir. So, yep, we're in a community here. It's a farming community. You know, we got lots of shooting and going on, Sam told me Andy had called in. I didn't tune in till the bottom of the hour. I was out finishing up some yard work, and I know how Andy is, and I know, you know, he's pretty frustrated about, you know, the events here in America. And you know, a lot of people.
Yeah, for the audience, you know, for the audience, I'm going to interrupt you, Dave. For the audience, yep. You're talking about Andrew Hitchcock.
No, Andy.
Andy guy that called in earlier. Okay,
yep, yeah. I missed his call, but I hear him a lot. I listen to RBN a lot, and you know, Andy and I have spoken. We're friends, and I know where he's coming from. But you know, we celebrated, well, the community celebrated because it was Saturday night, you know, lots of fireworks last night. We had a little bonfire and saw a nice little fireworks show. I don't celebrate the 4th of July. I celebrate Independence Day, and most people don't really know what that is. All these farmers, they think they're patriots, but they're all growing, you know, Monsanto GMO crops, and they have no idea. Uh-huh. You know, what's headed their way.
Be patriotic, you know, grow hemp.
Yeah, right. Oh, there you go. Well, I think Donald Trump legalized the growing of hemp because we need more rope.
It was done. You know, I met a guy. He's passed away, unfortunately. And I really like him. He's a good friend. One of those people you just meet when you feel like you've known him your whole life, you know. Pretty rare. Yeah. And he was a retired dentist, big time dentist from Chicago. His name was Dennis Malloy. And his daughter is the gal out of Oregon that has done all that work you're talking about. She writes all the legislation, goes to every state, lobbies the legislature, and had gotten hemp growing laws passed. And the last time he told me, 21 of the states.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, really cool. Good for her, you know.
That's awesome. That really is. You know, we could turn this whole thing around if everybody would grow hemp and use it, you know, industrial hemp. But first we got to get rid of those boneheads in Washington. And
No. The first thing you got to do is remove yourself from their control and jurisdiction.
Yeah,
and fortunately,
right.
We know how to do that. Okay. And so if you don't want to do it, that's fine. I've never told anybody to do it, nor have I ever asked anybody to do it. It's your decision as to whose laws you want to live under. If you want to live under slavers and slave laws, then you go ahead and do it. Okay. If you want to go live under God's laws and start getting the empowerment that you were supposed to have at birth and supposed to have refined and developed by our ripe old age, and you can get started on that, it's never too late. You can do that too.
That's right. Well,
so Dave, I'm glad you called in. Dave is one of our regulars over on our daily show. He's been with us a long time, very loyal listener, very good patriot. And I just want to say, because I'd neglected to say it earlier, we're going to do a live show tomorrow. Okay. So when you're in the freedom business, you work on the 4th of July. Okay. And
that's
so we're
right.
doing a live show tomorrow. So if any of you listeners out there are not used to listening to our show or whatever and want to, and you're off tomorrow, here's your opportunity. We're on from 11 to 1 Eastern Standard Time. And if you want to just listen, you can go to Eurofolk, F-O-L-K, Eurofolkradio.com. And we'll be there. And there's ways that you can also join us. And I'd suggest you go over to the website with such information. And it is located at thematrixdocs.com. Thematrixdocs.com, and join us that way. But we'll be on the air tomorrow, and probably I'd love to. I haven't done it, and I should have. Shame on me. Reach out to Glenn and see if I could get Glenn on for a few minutes to see if we could do a short memorial to Glenn, to John, you know. And we both feel that he willed himself to pass on this July the 4th because he was more than well aware of the history of Jefferson and Adams and the story there where they both passed on the 4th of July, bitter, you know, political enemies and deep respect and at one time friends. And I think it was Adams that wrote in his final letter, Jefferson outlives me, and he died 2 hours before.
Yep, pretty incredible.
Yep.
Well, love the shows, Roger, and appreciate you, and I will talk to you tomorrow. I'll let you go for now.
Okay, Dave. Well, thanks for checking in with us. I don't think there's anybody behind you. The magic little blue light hadn't come on or anything, but maybe somebody will call in. If not, I'll launch off on something, some kind of teaching something. And for Andy, you know, I don't know whether he listens to the program regular or what, but, you know, we don't do like current events. And sometimes we do, and we can tie it back in if there's nothing else to talk about. But I'm kind of a one trick pony, you know, and my pony is your freedom. And that's the one I want to ride.
Andy,
okay.
Talking about, but I was listening to a different show today, and they were kind of cluing me in about this J6 nonsense going on and how they're saying that they played a clip of like every news channel, about 50 different, you know, talking heads saying how Donald Trump stuck his hand through the security gates and choked out the driver of the limo.
Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect, and can you imagine not having any political background except peripherally and getting thrown into that shark tank?
You know what, Roger? They act like Donald Trump really is Superman, and but he's Lex Luthor, right?
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. You know, I've learned to watch them and their reactions to stuff, and they have elevated Trump and Putin, along with Hitler, to the most demonized men in the history of the planet. He's doing something right, or they wouldn't be that freaked out about him, okay? So you can take that for what it's worth, all right?
Right, right. All right, brother.
There's an old saying in the Middle East it's virtually always right. You know the one I'm talking about, do you?
No, which one?
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay.
I know that one. Yep.
So for whatever it's worth.
Keep your friend close and your enemies closer.
Enemies closer. Well, he did that. He had Jared Kushner marry into the family. Boy, speaking of, what about his daughter, J.L., Kushner's concubine wife going in front of the testimony of that committee and stabbing her daddy in the back.
Incredible. Just incredible.
You know about that name? I don't know if we've talked about that. That's since she's converted now. That's her Jew name, and she chose it. J-L, I believe. J-A-E-L. It's only mentioned one time in the Bible, Dave. And it's in the Old Testament. I think we've talked about it on our program, you know, once or twice. But the story is she snuck into a tent and hammered a tent stake into somebody's head. Uh-huh. That's J.L. in the Old Testament. So, yeah, way to go.
She just hammered that stake into her daddy's head.
I tell you what, that must have just broken his heart right there.
Oh, God, what a piece of work. You know what? If he's for real, well, maybe now he'll show his true colors and do what he should have done during that first term. And,
should he ever get in there again, he would be much more cautious, let's just put it that way, about who he keeps close to him and takes advice from. Anyway, I'm very disappointed in him. These guys are so skilled at this political game. I mean, they've been doing these shenanigans for thousands of years, man. They know all the little nuances, how to set it up, how to lead him right into a trap. I mean, these guys are slick. You know what we talk about here, how they did this status thing. I mean, come on, man, that's straight out of the depths of hell. No mere mortal man thought that up.
Right. You're right.
You know, it goes back to, slavery is Satan's plan and freedom is God's plan, and there ain't no other plans.
Right. No in between, right?
Doesn't seem to be.
Nope.
Anyway, we're happy to proffer the good Lord's plan here, and that's what it is. And it is a ministry of sorts. I don't bang you over the head with Christianity. I think that's just as much your decision as which set of laws you want to live under, which in essence is the same thing.
Well, all I know is that man can't rule other men and make up laws that other men have to follow, and they don't have to follow them themselves, the makers of those laws. So there's really only one set of laws, and that's God's laws, and those are the only laws that I'm going to follow.
I was thinking.
And thank you for laying that pathway out for us and figuring it out with you and your partners.
I didn't want to be the only one down. I didn't want to be the only one free. The only strength we got's in numbers. I mean, you got strength, of course, on your individual situation, but you start packing numbers along with that, man, it's got to scare the pee waddling out of these guys.
That's right.
They
we got can't beat them
no
alone.
Legitimacy left. Their legitimacy is gone when they're presented with this paper, with that one sentence on it.
It's beautiful.
Their underlying legitimacy is out the window, and, buddy, they know it. Don't you dare think they don't. It's our people that can't believe it.
Yeah, right. Well, we've been so dumbed down, for so long, it's hard for, most people to, take their heads out of their you-know-whats to, see the light of day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's sad.
Oh, it's Dave, sad, I wanted to tell you, I was talking to my mom. I know, there's somebody else coming in. I just want to mention this to anybody that's got vision problems. I've been fighting it for a while. Dave's blind. My mom is legally blind, and she was telling me that she listens to a lot of radio, and she was listening to a PBS station at the local college there, and there was a doctor out of San Francisco who's the leading eye doctor in the world. He's got a clinic out there, and they have developed a method. Now, this is my mother telling me what she remembered, so I've got some limitations here, okay?
Yeah.
And they inject one cell into the back of your eye with a real sharp needle. It's absolutely, totally painless, and it regenerates your entire retina.
Roger, I'll bet that doctor's a Jew.
I don't know. She didn't know his name or anything else. But, there's those kind of cutting-edge technologies. So, interesting to me.
I've been part of fighting the foundation fighting blindness. Every single doctor is a Jew, And you know what? They ain't sticking no needles in my eyes, brother.
Well, me either. I'm not real keen on that either. Let me see who's behind you here, Dave. Thanks for calling in. There's two of them. They're piling up, man. Have to go to air traffic control here. I'll see you, Dave. Sam, who's the next victim? Paul and... Oh, okay. Oh, I see. Oh, that's right. He sure was. There you go, Dave. Well, obviously, Dave didn't stop by his clinic. Is this Mr. Paul from New York, my buddy?
That is he. And you always say, who's my next victim when it's me on the other end?
That you're just a perfect little victim, Paul. Paul is a very welcome addition to our little project here as of late, and he came, him and several other really, really fine folks came from the Sarah Westall interview. I'm still getting email requests from that, by the way, and I'm glad to have you aboard. He's contributed a great deal. He set this website up for us, and he's been just right there every day and helping us overcome technical problems, for which we had a couple this week, and overcame them eventually. And thanks, Paul, publicly for everything you've done in a very short amount of time.
Well, you're welcome. I only list, there's three parts of the Sarah Westall interview, and people have probably heard this. But the only part that I had heard was part three. And I didn't have to listen to much of it to know, okay, this is a guy I want to pay attention to. And so then I immediately went clamoring for Google and trying to track you down. And I downloaded all three parts of the interview. I still have yet to listen to one or two.
Well, you know, Sarah's sweetie, and she likes to talk, you know. I guess that's what you have when you have a podcast, right? And there at the start of the interview, she said something about asking questions, and I said, well, I like conversational radio, and I really do, you know. And, boy, she took that very liberally.
Okay. Yeah, I missed that. So I guess I'm going to have to go back to listen to part one and two to figure that out.
Well, we got through it somehow, but there were let's put it this way, she had a lot of curiosity there in the first two.
Yes.
So you know this information well enough now, Paul, at this stage yourself personally, to know that, you know, you kind of got to get in a rhythm and lay the stuff out, and there's a logical line in the way you bring things in so that people have a complete picture and understanding. And when you get sidetracked off that and thrown off of it, it makes that more difficult. So anyway, but we got through it.
Right.
Oh,
well,
I know what I wanted to say. And while we're on RBN here, and I wrote Andy Hitchcock a note and thanked him, I got to listen this morning. Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, a friend of ours over at our network, interviewed RBN's Deanna Spingola. And it's up there on his site, ach.com or something, I think, where he posts stuff, and it was just charming. I'm glad to hear Deanna's still doing good. She's obviously still got some voice challenges and whatnot, but I'm very fond of Deanna. And I wrote her a note and says, great to hear you. And but boy, have we gotten a lot of mileage out of that last time I was on her show on RBN.
Oh, yeah, that's right on thematrixtalks.com. It's one of the earlier videos.
Yeah, one of the better interviews I've ever done on this subject, really. Hers and the one with Tom D, again, RBN, is as good a two interviews of covering the amount of material and getting the points across and emphasizing what's important that I can ever remember doing. So if you want to, well, we got people that are doing with this. John Casarab has been doing it out in California. He said, you don't even have to know this stuff. Get a small group, 8, maybe 10 people, church or club or friends or neighborhood or whatever, and get that Deanna Spingola interview or the Tom D interview, put it on your cell phone, get a little speaker, some sort of apparatus, get a little volume, go make copies of how to file a national affidavit and how to escape the matrix, make a few copies, hand them out to everybody there and play that interview.
Oh, yeah.
They've had tremendous success. You don't have to know the information. I'm giving it. It's all covered. It's covered correctly, and it's very impactful. And all you have to do is get the people together and set it up and do it, okay?
And you very logically and very calmly go from point to point to point to point. It's very, correct. Very easy to follow. And there's just a tremendous amount of information in those two interviews.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, it took me almost 30 years to get it down to be able to do that. So it's not just something that comes lightly or easily, okay, even though it may appear to be. It's not.
Well, I thought you were just naturally given the gift of gab.
Well, I did get a little bit of that, thank God, for the one of the talents that he gave me. But the other's taken a lot of time, man. I've been working it 30 years on how to simplify this stuff, get it where I can understand it and explain it easily to others so that you can uptake it and understand it easy, and then you can turn around and duplicate that. That's the way we're going to have an impact. It's got to be duplicatable, and to be duplicatable, it's got to be simple.
Yeah, for sure. Now, getting back to... You know, playing devil's advocate a little bit on the conversational thing, okay? That is the beauty of the show that you do Monday through Friday. And not so much Friday, but still there's an ability for people that have questions to jump right in there. We have 30, 40, 50, 60 people in this Jitsi room, and anybody can open up their microphone at any time and ask a question. And it's immeasurably valuable to everybody that's taking part.
Well, you can't say I'm not transparent, can you?
No, you know, you absolutely cannot. So if they go to thematrixdocs.com, there's all of the links to catch the shows are there. There's the CastBox archives. There's the Eurofolk Radio link. There's the Jitsi link. If they have a question, they can jump right in there. There's all the interviews and all of the documents and stuff that are example documents that can foster a greater understanding of what this whole thing is. And it's just an amazing resource. Thank you for sending me all the materials to be able to put it there.
Yeah, we've been gathering materials like little squirrels getting nuts for the winter for a long time. So, and thank you for putting them up there and having that technical ability. And Paul, it's just been, it's something that's been needed for me and for a long time. So I know that the big guy sent you, you know? So anyway, we welcome you with open arms. We have wonderful shows over there. I don't know of anybody else in our movement that has a broadcast outlet and a platform that does it this way, where multiple people can get on there. We have very rich discussions on different topics, and people have questions. Maybe I can't even figure out. We get other suggestions. Got some very sharp students on there that have their own arms around all this stuff. And steel sharpens steel, right? Or iron sharpens iron. However that's supposed to go. But we've come up with some really, really pretty snappy solutions out of those discussions on different issues and items. Sure have.
Oh, for sure. And some of them even came way out of left field, but turned out to be exactly the thing we needed.
Yep, sure has. So we're about to get interrupted. I think Sam's going to want to pay some more bills here in just a second, probably, it looks like. Well, maybe not. I'm not sure what the clock is going. About 15 seconds we got, and then there's another minute or so. You got another call come in, didn't we, Paul? Okay, well, I'm gonna send you packing, Paul, and go catch this other guy or gal, and I'll see you tomorrow, okay, if not before. Thank you, Roger, for all you do. My pleasure, man.
You're welcome.
And we'll get to whoever's in line there as soon as Sam brings us back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, Independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.